Good morning.
Hello, Jim.
What's that?
What does it look like?
Looks like you're about to take a mud bath.
It's hotcakes batter with chocolate syrup.
Yuck.
Oh, would you like to have some sausages with your hotcakes?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Hotcakes and sausages are coming up.
On second thought, I think I'll make myself some eggs.
Mrs. Douglas?
You dumb clod!
Mr. Douglas, what are you doing hiding back there?
I'm not hiding. I was going to cook some eggs.
Why don't you use a bowl? It's a lot neater than breaking them in your hand. Mrs. Douglas, there's a letter came for you from Budapest. It's got the royal seal on it.
Oh, that must be from my father, the king.
Your father, the king?
No, it's not from my father. It's from the crown prince, Uncle Janos. This is a surprise.
It sure is. I didn't know Uncle Janos could write.
But it's a nice thing to say about a man when he's sending us a wedding present.
Oh, what's he sending us?
Well, he doesn't say. He just says it will be arriving at our estate soon.
Our estate?
And that we should instruct our servants to handle it with care.
Servants? What's he talking about?
He ends with, love to you, my dear, and as always, my best to your husband, the Count.
Golly! Is Mr. Douglas a Count?
Oh, no, that was the fellow my Uncle Janos wanted me to marry. If I told him whom I really married, he never would have sent us a present.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
I wonder what Uncle Janos is sending us. Maybe it's that oil painting of my father in his king's suit. Or maybe it's a box of assorted crown jewels.
Lisa, I'm reading.
What are you reading?
It's called The Finger of Suspicion.
I didn't know you were a finger story fan.
It's a murder mystery.
Who did it?
Well, I don't know who did it. I'm just getting to the part where the detective is about to solve the crime.
Oh? Why don't you peek at the ending?
I don't want to peek at the ending.
Do you want to talk about Uncle Janos's present?
No.
What do you think he's sending us?
I just said I didn't want
to... Remember the last present he sent us from Hungary?
Yes, a large package of dirty laundry.
Well... Some people like to send imported wines. Uncle Janos likes to send imported laundry.
Excuse me, huh? I've got... Oh, for...
What's the matter? Didn't the fellow you thought did it, didn't did it?
I don't know who didn't did it. I can't read it. Somebody spilled some marmalade on the page. Who would do a thing like that?
Mr. Douglas, I just... Oh, are you reading The Finger of Suspicion?
Yes, I...
Do you know who did it?
No, somebody spilled marmalade on the last page.
I'm sorry about that. I tried to clean it. I wiped off most of the aid, but I couldn't do anything about the marmal. Anyway, you didn't miss anything. The ending will still be a surprise.
Oh, good.
Of course, it wasn't a surprise to me. I knew all along the murderer was the guy with the limp. I guess you did, too. No, I guess you didn't.
You miserable...
Before you hit me, I just came in to tell you Uncle Janos' present is outside.
I don't understand. Who brought it?
Nobody.
Well, then how did it get here?
I guess it walked in by itself.
He guesses it walked here.
There it goes.
What the...
But that box must be awfully tired. It's a long walk from Budapest.
It didn't walk here from Budapest.
There it goes again.
Get the crowbar.
What are you going to do, club it to a standstill?
No, I'm going to open it.
Oliver, I think that box likes you.
Oh, this is ridiculous. What could be in that?
Here you are.
I guess we're the only ones in Hootersville who has a walking box. What's in it?
Well, how do I know? I haven't opened it yet.
Hey, maybe you'd better not open it. I saw this science fiction picture once where this guy got a moving box, and he opened it, and the blob of glurk came out. It kept growing, and pretty soon it had covered the whole world.
Well, Uncle Janos wouldn't send us a box of glurk.
Why not? A man who'd send you his dirty laundry would send you anything.
What happened?
It bit me.
Then it can't be glurk. Glurk don't have any teeth.
It's a duck.
It's Drobny.
Aren't you going to salute Mr. Douglas?
Why should I salute a duck?
Well, this isn't any duck. This is Drobny. But it can't be Drobny. It must be his son.
Would you mind telling me who Drobny is?
We served together in the Hungarian underground during the war.
You served with a duck?
No, it must have been his father. Look, he's wearing his father's medal, the Hungarian DDC.
The Distinguished Duck Cross.
Oh, you heard of it?
No, I never.
How did Drobny get his DDC, Mrs. Douglas?
I remember it like it was yesterday. We were in the farmhouse, completely surrounded by Germans. Things looked hopeless.
Red Dog 3, this is Pussycat 2. Coming, Red Dog. Coming, Red Dog.
Sergeant Gronitz, I can't raise General de Gaulle's headquarters.
Well, try his answering service.
Red Dog 3, this is Pussycat. Coming, Red Dog.
Vanya. How is the ammunition holding out?
We have got 3 rounds of bullets and 4 rounds of those meatballs you made for dinner. I'm getting more hits with the meatballs.
But there isn't time to make any more. They're closing in. Take those in the kitchen and I'll take care of the German. Here, take this. Go on, hurry up. There you go.
Augustine.
This house is under...
Oh, Fräulein.
Hello, dear.
Excuse me, Fräulein. We have a report that there are resistance people in this house.
Do I look like I have resistance?
Oh, you are alone, Liebchen?
I am always alone. It's my sister who always goes to the ball. My mean stepmother makes me stay at home and clean up the house and wear these old clothes, which you might have noticed are falling apart.
Yeah, well, you're not alone now, my little apple strudel.
Not
Why
now.
Why don't you...
Wait, there's somebody coming. Wait for me upstairs in the attic. Here, take your gun.
Well,
there you are. Ach, du lieber Augustin,
now. House is under arrest.
Oh, Fräulein. We have a report that there are resistance.
Do I look like I have any resistance?
No. Are you alone?
I am always alone. It's always my sister who gets to go to the
bar. Who cares about your sister?
Not now. Wait for me upstairs in the attic. Here, take your gun. There you are. Ach, du lieber.
Ah, Fräulein, we had a report.
I am all alone.
Good.
In the attic.
We still can't cannot get General de Gaulle on the radio.
There is only one way to reach him. He's our only hope. Corporal Frobney!
What's he doing here? I thought he was still on furlough.
He knew we needed him. Frobney, take this message to General de Gaulle. You understand? And remember, our lives are in your feet. In the attic.
Did Drobny get the message to General de Gaulle in time?
Before I could say one more in the attic, the general arrived and saved us.
Wow, what a story!
Excuse an obvious question, but why didn't you use a carrier pigeon to take the message?
That's exactly what the Germans thought we would do. So while they were looking up in the air, Drobny walked right by them.
Wow, what a duck. Tell us about when the general gave him his medal, Miss Douglas.
Oh, never mind that. Look, tell us what you did with those Germans in the attic.
Well, that's another story.
Oh, hi, Annie. How about closing up a store for a half hour and sharing a haircut with me?
What do you mean, share a haircut?
Well, over at the barbershop, they're having a sale. Two haircuts for the price of one. Now, of course, I don't need a haircut, but since you do, I thought I'd do the neighborly thing and get in on yours.
Well, that's darn nice of you, but I don't need a haircut.
Maybe you could have your head waxed, and I could have the free haircut.
Haney, I can't afford a wax, a haircut. Business is terrible. That's why I'm having this sale.
Everybody in town's having a sale, but what good does it do? Nobody in the valley has any money.
What we gotta do is figure some way to attract outside money here. Remember the crowds that used to flock in on weekends?
Yeah. Too bad Newt Kiley's two-headed rooster died.
Well, there must be another way to bring people here besides a two-headed rooster.
What do you think about having them play the World Series here?
The World Series?
They could play in Nutley's Oval. That holds close to 200 people.
That's ridiculous.
How about holding the Olympics? We never had them here.
Never had who here?
The Olympics.
Oh, then you're missing something. They're the best rock and roll group west of the Pecos. Yeah, come to think of it, west of the Pecos isn't a bad group either.
Hank. Haney is talking about the Olympic Games.
The Olympic Games. Have they got a guy with electric hair and a green beard on drums?
We're trying to think of an attraction that'll bring people into town.
Oh. How about Sophia Loren on drums? Ha!
Say, have you fellas heard the big news?
The big news. They're a good group, too.
What news, Eb?
Drobny is staying with the Douglases.
Who is Drobny?
He's the son of a famous war hero. His father was given the DDC by General de Gaulle for carrying a message through a whole division of Germans.
Sam, I think this is what we're looking for.
They're going to have what?
A Drobny Day in Hooterville.
That's the most ridiculous.
Now, you woke him up with your yelling.
I don't care.
When everybody heard about the son of a famous war hero being in town, they decided to have a celebration for him.
He says he'll be there.
It's going to be a big thing.
They had a Drobny Day for Drobny's father in Budapest.
They do a lot of strange things in Budapest.
It was a big celebration. They had the Bolshoi Ballet and the Canadian Mounties Marching Band.
Well, the Chamber of Commerce has big plans for this one. There's a meeting going on right now in the high school.
Ev, did you tell him Drobny was a duck?
No.
Why not?
They didn't ask.
I'd better go straighten things out before they go too far.
Now, here are the suggestions the committee's made for our Drobny Day celebration. The Bolshoi Ballet, the Canadian Mounties Marching Band, and Carol Bakewell's All-Girl Bell Ringers.
Mr. Drucker, I'd like to...
You're out of order.
Well, I just want to tell you something.
Will you sit down?
Look.
This meeting is for Chamber of Commerce members, and since you're not a member, you'll have to wait your non-chamber turn.
We're trying to bring Monia to town.
Yes.
Why don't you find a friend and go over to the barber shop and get a haircut?
I don't need a
haircut. I think that since Drobny's a son of a Hungarian war hero, we ought to get an American war hero to give him a personal welcome. Like who? Well, there's only one great American war hero I know.
Yeah, John Wayne.
It seems to me we ought to get somebody important, like the governor.
I think we should get a military man.
How about the lieutenant governor?
That's a good idea.
The lieutenant governor isn't a military man.
All those in favor of getting the lieutenant governor, raise their hands. Motion's carried. Well, I guess that about wraps things up.
Wait a minute. You can't have this celebration for Drobny.
What's the matter? You got something against war heroes?
Of course not, but
didn't your wife tell you how Drobny's father got that message to General de Gaulle?
Yes, but
did she tell you what happened with those Germans in her attic?
I didn't come here to talk about the Germans in my wife's attic. Well, I mean,
I hear this Drobny is a son of the Count that your wife was madly in love with.
He's not the son of any Count. Drobny's a dumb duck.
You ain't got no call to badmouth the war hero.
My humblest apologies. Have your Drobny to get the lieutenant governor. I'm sure he'll be thrilled to meet your guest of honor.
When is the lieutenant governor's plane due?
It just landed. He'll be coming through the gate in a couple of minutes.
Hello there.
Hello, gentlemen. You've got a beautiful day for your celebration.
Never mind that. Where's Drobny?
He went in the, to wash his feet.
Well, I better get him.
Lieutenant Governor's getting off the plane.
Where's Drobny?
There's nobody in there but a duck washing his feet.
That's Drobny.
Mr. Douglas, what kind of a joke is this?
It's no joke. Ask my wife.
That is Drobny. Well, the son of Drobny's.
Excuse me. I'm Lieutenant Governor Clyde. Are you, gentlemen, the welcoming committee from Hooterville?
Yes, Your Honor. We're the welcoming committee, and this is,
Well, gentlemen, I am very glad to meet you. I'm very glad to meet you, indeed. Where's the guest of honor?
He couldn't...
There he is.
You know him?
I certainly do. Oh, he's the son of Drobny, all right. Why, he's the spitting image of his father.
You knew his father?
I was in General de Gaulle's headquarters when he staggered in with the message that saved those people in the farmhouse.
Well, I was in that farmhouse.
You're not Lisa Gronitz, the underground fighter.
That's me.
It's an honor to meet you. Everybody in the ETO heard about you. Say, what did you do with those Germans in the attic?
Well, you see,
Yes?
This is my husband.
Oh, yes, the Count.
Oh, I didn't marry the Count.
Well, I'm glad to meet you anyway, Mr. Gronitz.
The name is Douglas.
Well, if we're being informal, you can call me Harry.
No, I mean my last name.
We better get going or we'll be late for the festivities. We've got a car outside. Oh,
thank you. Would you do me the honor of riding with me, Miss Gronitz?
Douglas.
Yes, and I'm Harry. It's nice to meet you.
You ride with Drobny.
Drobny. Shut up.
I'm coming!
Mr. Douglas?
I was just going to take a bath.
Look at this. It's a Drobny Day special edition with pictures and everything.
I'm not interested.
Look right here. There's a picture of Drobny receiving a medal from the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, I don't care.
And there's one of the governor riding in the parade with Lisa Gronitz, the famed underground fighter.
Her name isn't
They even mention you. Douglas Gronitz.
Douglas Gronitz. I'll read it in the tub. Now, will you get out of that bathtub? I ran that water for myself. Oh, you miss. Drob, old boy. Why don't you finish your bath and then take a nice long walk in the woods? It's a perfect day for it.
Ivor, I've been looking everywhere for Drobny. Do you know where he is?
Yes, I think he went out for a little walk in the woods.
Why would he do that? What was that?
What was what?
Mr. Douglas, do you want to go hunting? The duck hunting season opened today.
Oh, you...
Oliver, Drobny's out there.
He is? I'll bet you sent him out there to get even with him for swimming in your bath.
Eb, I...
We gotta find him. Drobny!
Oliver, Drobny! How could you do such a thing, sending him out there to be shoosted?
There's nothing to worry about. He's a big war here. We can dig himself a foxhole or a duck hole or...
Oliver, you're going out there and find him. Now, come on, Oliver.
Okay, on one condition.
What is that?
You tell me what happened with those Germans in the attic.
First you find Drobny, and then I tell you. Let him go. What sows for the duck is goose for the gander.
I looked all over those woods for 3 hours. I couldn't find a trace of Drobny.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'm sure he'll be all right. He'll be all right. I'm soaked. I'm going to take a hot bath. Drobny! What are you doing here, you web-footed little...
Oliver, let Drobny finish his bath.
Why should I let him take his bath? I've been running all over the town looking for the little...
I couldn't find Drobny anywhere.
Oh, he's all right. He never left home.
Thank goodness. He might have gotten swept away by the flood.
What flood?
You saw the rain.
The weather forecast said it was a brief shower.
Yeah, the last time they had a shower like that, half of Hooterville floated away.
I tell you, it's nothing but a brief shower. Well, at least it stopped raining.
Oliver, how long are we going to stay up here on the roof?
Somebody ought to be along soon.
Yeah, that's what you said when we moved up here 6 days ago.
If we could just get word to town, let them know we're stuck up here.
Drobny will save us.
Now, how could that...
Oh, do you have a pencil?
Yes, I sure do.
What are you going to do?
Do you have a piece of paper?
Yeah, right here. Listen, take the X page out of my address book. It only has 6 names on it.
6?
Hey, look, there comes Drobny.
Drobny.
Come on,
baby.
Come on, boy.
Come on,
boy.
Here, Drobny. Now take this message and get help. Yeah. Go on. Go on, get help. Go on, Drobny. Get help, just like your father did.
You're wasting your time.
See you soon.
Boy, there goes a brave duck.
Say, it's the worst flood in the state's history. Thank goodness it's over.
Oh, Oliver, it's been 3 weeks. What do you suppose happened to Drobny?
Well, offhand, I'd say he copped out.
They said his father wouldn't do it either when he went for the French underground.
Lisa, let's forget about Dopey Duck. I've had enough...
And you said he copped out.
Well, where's he been? He left 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wait a second. There is something in his pouch. There you are. Listen to this. It's from the French underground. Your message for help received. Send money and we will send help. P.S.
what do you want us to do with the four Germans in the attic?
Film Ways presentation, darling.